Okay, here we go. Chapter 22. author's note. Stfu. Shut the fuck up. Preps stoop flaming, okay? If you not like it, fuck off. I know it's Mr. Norris. It's Raven's fault, okay? 111. You suck. One. No, just kidding, Raven. You fucking rock. Preps suck. Hey, where am I? Okay. Story starts. All day, everyone talked about the misery of magic. Well, anyway, I woke up the next day. I was in my coffin, so I opened the door. I was wearing black lacy leather pajamas. Then I gasped, drink. Standing in front of me were B semicolon Mary, Vampire, Diablo, Draco, Dracula, and Willow. I opened... Wait, okay. I just have to say something about Willow for a second. Wasn't Willow... Who's the character that's based off of Raven? Wasn't Willow killed by Bloody Mary for being a prep, and then fucked by Lupin because Lupin's a necrophilic? Because that's how much the writer hated Raven all of a sudden, as she killed off her character and then had her corpse get fucked. But now she's back alive. Because now it's all cool. Now that she has her Gerard Way poster back, it's all good, girl. It's fine. Where am I? I opened my crimson eyes. Willow was wearing a tight black leather top with pictures of bloody roses all over it. Under that, she wore a black poofy skirt with lace on it and black gothic boots that was attached to the top. Vampire was wearing a baggy simple plan t-shirt and baggy black pants and vans. Draco was wearing a black MCR t-shirt. God damn it. Do they wear just the same shit every time? They basically do. They pretty much, it's just the same shit every time. So I don't get why she has to describe the contents of their clothing every time. Okay, so I'm gonna skim through the description of her clothes. I mean, poofy gothic dress, clearage. Oh, she misspelled cleavage. Clearage with an apron that said bitch and other swear words. and MCR lyrics on it. Where the fuck am I? This entire paragraph? Okay, so at the last sentence, they all got so depressed that they became gothic and converted to Satanism. OMFG, I yielded as I jumped up. Why the fuck are you all here? And Obi, something is really fucked up, Draco said. Okay, but I need to put my fucking clothes on first, I shouted angrily. It's alright. We have to go now and you look kawaii. No, it's alright. We have to go now and you look kawaii anyway. You're so fucking beautiful, Draco said in a sexy voice. I'm sorry. I can't picture any... Like, how do you make kawaii sound sexy? Like, this is... Anyways. Oh, alright, I said, smiling. But you have to tell me why you're being all erective. I will, he said. So I put on some black eyeliner, black lipstick, and black shit. I'm gonna skip that. A fucking prep called Brittany from Gryffindor was standing next to us. She was wearing a pink mini and Hillary Duff t-shirt because she fucking hates Hillary Duff. So they put their middle fingers at her. That's just how they, you know, get their point across for any situation. Just put their middle fingers. Inside, oh yeah, another drinking game. Every time they put their middle fingers up at someone, drink. Inside the Great Hall, we could see Dumbledore. Dumbledore. This is the greatest, this is the best of the... I can't decide which is better, Dumbledore or Dumbledore. Cornelia Fudge was there shouting at Dumbledore. Doris Rumbridge was there too. This cannot be, she shouted angrily. The school must be closed. The Bark Lord is planning to kill the students, yelled Cornelia Fudge. You are not fit to be the principal any longer, yelled Rumbridge. You are too old and your Alzheimer's is dangerous. You must retire. You must retry or the voice... Hey, you got Alzheimer's, but you can try again. Please try again. Where am I? You must retry or Voldemort will kill your students. Very well, Dumbledore said angrily. But we cannot do this. We cannot close the school. There is only one person who is capable of killing Voldemort in the school, and her name is... Pause.